What's your occupation? Current and or past, psychiatric nursing assistant, psychologist, lawyer, provincial court judge. Retired. How long have you lived on Bowen? 42 years. Who inspires you? Real or fictional? Barry Lopez, cultural anthropologist, explorer and writer. Please list any current and or past committees or organizations you've been a part of in your career. Law Society of BC, Law Society of Hong Kong, Law Union of BC, Elizabeth Fry Society, BI Advisory Planning Commission, Theatre on the Isle, BI Heritage Preservation Association, The Hearth, Arts on Bowen, Christmas Hamper Fund, BIM Heritage Commission. What are your non-housing related priorities for the next 4 years? No to camping on Bowen without safeguards against negative effects to Bowen, opening of the community center with no additional tax burden, long-term manageable budgeting for outstanding and ongoing infrastructure needs, planning for comprehensive island-wide and off-island transportation services, surplus land rezoned for light industrial area, completion of Birch and Snug Cove House. How would you tackle the issue of affordable rental housing on Bowen? And, Bowen will be doing a full review of short-term rental policies next year. Do you have any early thoughts on this specifically, i.e., should short-term rentals continue to be allowed in secondary suites, create, update an inventory of primary and secondary housing stock, now and potential, research what has worked elsewhere and experiment with what can be tried here, a good use of TUPS, benefits and support for cooperative housing projects. Property taxes are set for a double-digit increase next year. What will your fiscal approach be re? What municipal financial obligations are passed on to property owners? Consider a more complete picture for residents with BIM taxes plus local service area fees and BC ferry increases, prior to any budget discussions. Decide what services are essential, what can be reduced, and where funds could stimulate manageable growth, e.g. better Wi-Fi. A breakdown and explanation of the budget content in simple language, with information shared in smaller segments over a longer time period, and not in a rush, before tabling proposals, for better understanding and discussion. Create a policy for island-wide servicing costs. Presently there isn't one, including sufficient notice of any applications prior to implementation. Assuming the land sale goes through, how will you advocate Bowen gets the best result from the proposed Cape Roger Curtis Park? No camping, as stated in existing bylaws, unless and until important concerns are satisfactorily resolved. Enforcement provisions must be included, especially if management is contracted out. Negotiations must focus on amenities so that there is no net loss to Bowen on issues of transportation, emergency services, resources and capacity. Performance bonds and possibly temporary permits should be considered. What will your approach to tourism on Bowen be, and how would you strike a balance between the tourism economy and issues that arise from it, ferry capacity, increased strain on island services such as emergency, etc., proximity to Vancouver as a blessing and a curse. Ferry traffic is a major difficulty on island and in Horseshoe Bay, and more options need to be agreed with BC Ferries, including incentives for visitors to not bring cars. On island weekend bus service should be expanded. Low-impact tourism should be encouraged, and intrusive tourism deterred. Negotiations with the province must focus on their plans for Crown land exploitation. Bowen's population rose by 600 in the past 5 years, and could pass 5,000 by the next census in 4 years. What is your opinion on continued population growth on the island, and the best ways to manage it? We need to better understand that as an island our capacity is finite, and once we reach those basic physical limits, continued development and population growth can only happen with imported water and sewage treatment, plus many more, and expensive, services, e.g. emergency services, road repair and maintenance costs, enlarging the school and possibly building a high school, expanded commercial areas and ferry services, to name a few. If it does not yet exist, an inventory of existing housing, all the lots that have not yet but could be built on, and forecasting where rezoning applications might occur, overlaid with existing knowledge of water and septic capacities, riparian protected zones, steep slopes and other ecologically protected areas, would provide us with an updated baseline for understanding our potential for growth. It has been decades since that sort of analysis has occurred and significant changes have already occurred. Water, sewage and roads will need major amounts of work in the upcoming years. What will your approach to our infrastructure be to avoid surprise or rising costs? Potable water and non-polluting septics, or sewage outfall, are fundamental to every household. Decent roads and storm drainage are important to help us reach our homes. While aging systems need replacing, and yet, for reasons I do not yet understand, reserves either have not been collected or have been spent on short-term priorities. A savings plan where capital and interest are protected from short-term spending must be created or strengthened. The recent increase in debt load and favorable consideration of island-wide amenities must be carefully examined, a clear policy developed, and any future proposals subject to more critical analysis. What is your position on the Bowen Election Islands Trust referendum, and how do you want to see Bowen's relationship with Islands Trust change, or not, during the next term? Keeping in mind the group has applied to the provincial government for a full review of its operations, the Islands Trust has completed a governance review, and the recommendations in that could result in a strengthening of the principles and mandate of the trust. Such introspection and analysis, in which we will participate, will help us determine our priorities and what we contribute and expect from the trust. Once questions of function are resolved, then the funding formula, which is the basis for the referendum question, can be examined and possibly changed, if that appears to be in our interest, including if we decide to support the renewed Islands Trust. The question recommends that we enter negotiations with the trust about the funding formula and our contribution. I believe that matter is premature and should follow any reorganization of the governance. For those who would like us to withdraw from the trust, that is a completely different question, and since it was part of our articles of incorporation as a municipality, unlikely and difficult to instigate. And for fun, if you could pick a new animal to add to Bowen's mascot roster, which would it be and why? A native mason bee, our most productive worker and essential for our survival. My hero.